the trail, years of blood. I think I know what they be. Down there waiting for me. Sensible man, the bottom. Sensible to the instant. Make the fakeness realistic. When the action went ballistic. What the reach out of the distance. And the world was fun to me.
Hey everybody! Welcome to another fine Thursday night radio program with me,
Jake,
Xenophobe, and Riff.
Woohoo! Hello, everybody.
Yeah, we got a great show for you tonight. I think.
mushroom.
I don't actually know. Yeah, item of the month. We pushed that out about an hour before rollover, so that
more like 15 minutes before.
Oh,
rollover.
Really?
Wow. Okay. Yeah.
Well, an hour before.
It took a long time to upload everything.
Yeah, it did take a long time to push it out. Anyway, so because we thought, you know, it'd be nice for people to get to play with it a little bit and then talk to us about it on the show and tell us what you think, because we're excited about it. I was really pleased with the work these kids did on that stuff. And
we all busted our balls on it and gave it to you for free. Well, for a mister.
For $10, yeah.
Or like a month's farming at the...
A month's farming at the ICP.
Yeah.
The Xenophobe and Riff might have to carry the show a little bit tonight because I've been a bit under the weather all day. And the forecast is mostly painful abdominal cramps with a chance of me having eaten something bad yesterday.
Did you go to, somebody said in chat that you went to a Mongolian barbecue or something?
No, we went to a barbecue restaurant.
Oh, okay.
I think the one that's catering KOLCon 3.
Great!
No, I don't think it was that, because the wife also ate that and did not experience any of the same things. We went to the teppanyaki place, which it seems like everyone who ate that would have also been sick and nobody else was. And then I had some Lunchables at like 3 in the morning.
Hmm.
So probably got a hold of some bad Lunchables.
Blame the Lunchables. anyway, so, yeah.
So the moral of the story is don't eat meat.
Don't eat meat?
Yeah.
Or at least don't mix teppanyaki with Lunchables that you got at a gas station.
I did get them at a gas station.
Did you get them from the back of a truck?
Now, did I ever tell you guys about the time, it was one of the first times Hot Stuff came out here to work. We went to this Mexican restaurant, which was closed, but they had, like, a separate little restaurant set up in the parking lot. And we ate wait, that was during the summit. You guys were both here. You guys
yeah, I had the best quesadilla I've ever had.
Yeah, and Hot Stuff.
I don't recall.
Because he's got a weak little girly constitution. Got sick from it.
Oh, I do remember him getting sick. I don't remember the restaurant, though.
No, it's because they brought it to the party.
Yeah, you guys didn't go with us.
Oh,
like,
me and
the pretentious artist.
I think I got a burrito and a quesadilla, and the burrito was pretty shitty, but the quesadilla was... fucking awesome.
Yeah, their quesadillas were tasty. Anyway, though, it was weird. It was like they just set up... You know, it was like the taco stands in Mexico, you know, where they got like a grill set up, and then you get all up in their grill, and they make you some tacos, except it was just in the parking lot of a...
They probably just had to get rid of some bad food or something.
I don't know. I enjoyed the carne asada tacos, which is how they say it in the Castile region. It's probably not how they say it at all. Carne asada tacos.
How they would say it in the San Francisco region?
Yeah, actually. And then Ben Affleck would almost make me forget about tacos, and we could move on to the next question. Fred Levi says, when you said you were thinking of changing the epic weapons and hats, would that entail making them the strongest weapons and pants in the game for their class? Also, would the mysticality class's epic weapons have a mysticality to determine hit rate enchantment on them, being that they aren't staves? I don't know what's going to happen to them. I doubt that they're going to end up being more powerful than, like... I mean, we don't want them to be more powerful than...
Yeah, they won't be the most powerful stuff in the game, but...
But they'll be
pretty good.
They'll be pretty good.
It's something we'll be hashing out when I actually have advanced to that section of the writing.
But we can't presently hash anything out because we're out of hash.
Yeah.
And coffee. I want a can of hash and some coffee.
A can of hash and some coffee.
Here's your filthy hash.
Well, that's like
Freakazoid.
Corned, that's corned beef hash.
Yeah.
Hey man. Whoa man.
Whoa, man.
Hey man. Whoa man. Yeah. I've never even seen that. I've just heard it, and it's still the best, the best hippie ever. Gorblax says, "Does Hermit have clover today? Does Gorblax have accent today?"
That's what you ask chatbot when you want to know if there's clovers or not.
You ask it if Gorblax has accent today.
Hey, Ron says, if somebody with a no-delete flag is disabled, will they just waste server space forever? Nope, they get deleted independently of their no-delete status.
3D movie.
Dakota Fanning says, why didn't you let me join your clan? I'm going to go and cry in a corner. And corner is spelled like mourner.
Yeah.
Or sojourner. Maybe it's a kerner. Maybe she's crying in some machine that's designed to space fonts.
You're better than doing it by hand.
Kerning.
That's not fun. Adjusting one's...
Kerning, yeah, kerning is... Oh, painful.
Yeah. Riff went to college for it, and I'm the son of a graphic artist. So
he got it. Riff has a degree in kerning.
Yeah, basically.
He got it from Corning.
Microwave-safe fonts. Yeah. Evil Ladak says, hi, I was wondering, both Teetotaler and Booze Paths have an item you can make from pretty flowers. What about oxen? Maybe a perfume that consumes N spleen to have the same effect? We thought about that. I don't know if there was a reason we didn't do it, or if we just didn't think of anything right away.
A reagent potion would work.
That's true.
Could make it like give like 10 or 20 effect or turns of the flower power rather than just 3.
Bahu says, why do I find 10-leaf clovers in the Dungeons of Doom with the Marmot sign? Shouldn't I be finding luck stones?
You'd only find the luck stones if it was the very bottom part of the Dungeons of Doom.
Yeah, well, isn't it the bottom part of the Dwarfish Mines?
Oh, I read that as the Daily Dungeon, not the Dungeons of Doom.
Yeah, so did I, actually, at first, but then I figured it out once he said luck stone.
Yeah. But no, it would have to be the bottom of Mine Town, because you don't really find luck stones. I mean, you could find luck stones, and they would say that they're luck stones, but whenever you pick them up, they would just, like, prevent you from having anything else in your inventory until you could get rid of them. Except for you couldn't auto-sell them or trade them.
That is very lucky.
Yeah, that's more like a Lodi.
Bahu says, also, if I unequip my weapon while I have corroded weapon, shouldn't the effect change to missing fingers? Ho-ho-ho.
I think it's just the pointy end that gets corroded, but
yeah.
So if you got missing fingers, you're holding the wrong end.
Yeah, you're probably gonna have missing fingers anyway.
Yeah.
Someone else says, any reason why the Octorok in the 8-bit realm is spelled wrong? At the moment, it's Octorok with a C instead of a K. Yeah, you know, that's just been wrong the entire time. I'm gonna go fix that right this second.
How many drinks is that?
And I don't remember. I thought it was like. Like shooting up a syringe full of meth.
I just did a search for Octo. I used to know this guy named Octo.
Did he rock?
You know, I spell it's octorock.gif with a K. What the hell is wrong with me?
I don't know.
The Spindlers are awesome.
Yeah. Bunya Bandler says, will we get a new smithing recipe each Tuesday for a while? Do we want to go ahead and tell him about that?
It's not necessarily going to be a smithing recipe, but we're trying to get into the habit of doing something every Tuesday.
Yeah.
So, you know, like, well, stack of content that we pop the top item or two every Tuesday.
Yeah.
And then pop the top of an old school beer.
Yeah. I would say it would be more like a queue
from the
70s. Than a stack, because we're not, but, you know, maybe it will be a stack. Maybe you can add and subtract from both ends.
Maybe that's why I got sick. I ordered that authentic six-pack of Billy beer from the 70s, and I drank the entire six-pack.
Are you serious?
No.
Okay.
But Billy beer was weird. I'm not entirely sure.
I only ever heard it mentioned in Mad Magazine.
Really?
Yeah.
My dad had some of it. I mean, he had some when it came out. He didn't think to buy any to keep and sell years later. I almost bought a Mad magazine today, but I bought a Dragon magazine instead because I was like, which kind of dork do I want to be? And my mind was made up by the fact that it was a double-length episode of Dragon. I mean, issue.
Firefox has updated to 1.5.0.4 for me. Yay!
But yeah, I saw that.
I'm not going to do it yet because I have things to read.
Vlad Shift Slap says, when did the Ultra Rare monsters start dropping consolation ribbons?
Somebody has just posted a very strange picture.
I guess I could check. I can see when the number of consolation ribbons started going up because that's in our little history now.
Woo! Now I'll answer a question.
And we get a total on the Ultra Rares too because that's cool. We see how many drop.
Yeah. Bunny Pendler says, why is the forum title Riven Xenophobe Attaché? I'm guessing that's Elfrian's way of denoting that we're sort of like ombudsman, except we're both of us are really lousy ombudsman.
Ombudsmen?
Yeah. Isn't that the plural of ombudsman?
Yep. Hey, well, there was a kind of a good day 3 days ago where there were two ultra rare monsters encountered and both of them were defeated.
Hot.
And, so it looks like there was a consistent number of Constellation Ribbons until 5 days ago. So that's when that happened. It was Sunday, because it was the day that I was cleaning out the dev forum, and I thought the best way to clean that item would be to actually do it, because it was a good idea. Bunya Bandler says, what's up with the Blender sign? Every Zodiac sign is a small mammal except that one. Maybe it should be called the Capybara sign. Capybaras are awesome. That was actually on the list of list of small mammals that Riff gave me initially, but we just thought it'd be funny if one was the Blender.
Those capybaras aren't really small. Although I guess wallabies aren't small either, so...
I'm surprised you didn't change the pack rat to the Mender.
The what?
The Mender.
It's a King Missile reference.
The song Inflammatory Writ is on an album called The Milk-Eyed Mender.
Wow, ain't that special.
It is. That's, I think, the only time I've ever seen the word Mender. Enemy Lasagna says, hey guys, if you ever get bored with the game, will you just abandon us and leave us to stew in our own meat, or will you create an apocalypse to get rid of the game? I don't know that I would ever see any reason to just get rid of the game, unless you guys piss me off. Yeah. And by you guys, I mean the player base.
You mean they would write bots to piss you off?
Yeah. Once it gets to the point where all of the people playing the game are...
Shore bots,
yeah. then it's time to shut it down.
I guess it'll happen eventually.
Yeah.
Wow, there is almost less like meat in the game today. There is... No, not quite. There's maybe not very much more meat in the game today than there was yesterday. That's...
Has the auto-sellables gone up significantly?
Yeah, by a couple hundred million. Mm-hmm. But everything else went down by like 50 million.
People must be sinking meat at our all-time levels of sinking. I'm not quite sure what I was trying to say.
I'm not sure either. Well, huzzah. Huzzah.
I see.
Enemy Lasagna says, hey guys, will you make an S and a P so that we can get an SP, which you can then combine with an Icy Hot Katana to make a Spicy Hot Katana? No. Sorry. Tiny Plastic Euphorias says, with items that add percentages to stats, like 15% Moxie, would it be 2 plus 15s or 1 plus 30 for means of rounding and calculations? 1 plus 30. Everything that adds a percentage to your stats, the percentage is added onto the, like, sort of global overall percentage increase.
They get summed up, and then the final sum is applied to your stats and toto.
Yeah, so whenever get player is being called to figure out what your stats are based on your equipment and everything, it figures out the multiplier, and then it figures out the like additive portion. And I think the multiplier is applied first, and then the add. Like if you have one thing that's plus 100% and one thing that's plus 5%. It does the it increases it by 100% and then adds 5.
Yeah, the additive part comes after the percentage. Okay. Actually, it doesn't really matter since you're it's all based on the main stat anyway. Whenever from the multipliers.
Hey, guess what? There's a lot of 5 astral mushrooms on eBay for a bite now of $25 already.
Huh.
Well, ain't that a hot shit?
That's really annoying.
Yeah, that sort of makes me angry.
Why would anybody pay $25 for that?
Well, nobody has. That's just what whoever put it up is asking.
Wow, 100 items found for Kingdom of Loathing on eBay.
Yeah, it's getting hot in here.
Please leave on all your clothes.
What? You don't actually want me to leave my clothes on, do you?
Probably.
I'm told that someone is breathing heavily into the mic.
Not me. My mic's nowhere near my nose or my mouth.
Mine's not either, I don't think.
I have adjusted mine just in case it was me.
It's always riff. Grayson says, since so many of us didn't hear the radio show on Monday, do you want to tell us again how great the item of the month will be? Oh, it's going to be... I mean, people are going to be talking about this one for... I mean, I'm going to be talking about this one for a long time.
Hmm.
Well, I am.
Yeah.
How's response to it been?
Seems pretty good.
Yeah. Kaywin went largely insane over it.
Yeah, before...
Apparently her favorite animal was a badger or something.
People were greatly... loving of it even before they started to realize what it does, I think.
Yeah.
Just because of the fact that it's a badger and we use that reference.
Zod says, is it possible to have a familiar that changes its graphic once you give it its specific familiar equipment?
Well,
theoretically.
It would be, I guess. I mean,
yeah, I mean, it's all sessionized, so it would be pretty painless to do, but it's just nothing we've explored yet.
Zod says, if so, then the 8-bit familiar could be a beluga from Bubble Bobble that has a skeleton suit, so then it looks like the thing that comes after you when time runs out. Zod also says, did you hear about the most horrifying concept ever to emerge from Japan? Seppukake? I'm sorry.
Oh my.
Like, suicide by bukake?
I don't want to know.
No, it would be like seppuku with bukake. Like, at the same time.
It would get in the wound. Ew, that would sting.
You'd get an infection. You might get pregnant.
You might get bloody.
Fifi Katana says, Hero, my PvP lifetime ranking hasn't changed since it was implemented, despite the fact that I've ascended with a broken stone and a healthy rank several times since then. Borked? I don't think so.
Bork.
Black Belt 02 says, I think it'd be nice for y'all to create 3 new common items that start with the letters Q, X, and Z. Just a suggestion for your to-do list. I don't think any item starts with the letters Q, X, Z.
Yeah, we've got at least one thing of every letter.
I was making a joke about how there aren't any words that start with Q, X, Z.
Oh.
Except for...
I see.
Iraq.
I guess I'm not very clever tonight. I used it all up writing all that crap. Well, as Lyania has registered a request that we not make any more items that begin with X, because she wants to have the only one.
Nah, I mean, I can't really imagine that it's going to happen.
Mm-hmm. No, I can't put in that xylophone familiar I was wanting.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
No X-ray glasses for the grimoire.
It could be EX, Ray, so that when
so
it makes everyone look like your ex-girlfriend.
Yeah.
Arcane says, history question. Did the Not Yetis drop penguin skins before the Penguin Mafia storyline? No.
I'm still not sure why they do, but there's no reason for them not to. Really.
Dr. Van Mojo says, why do oranges change into kumquats and not tangerines? Tangerines are oranges, specifically mandarin oranges. Wait, tangerines and mandarin oranges are the same thing?
Well, they're similar, at least.
They don't change into the same thing because that would have been too consistent.
I am not a scholar of fruit.
I'm not a scholar.
Di Vernon asks if we've ever heard of, run into, or dealt with in KOL the Gay Nigger Association of America. If not, check out Wikipedia. And also, don't forget to enjoy the sauce. No, I'm aware of the Gay Nigger Association.
I think I've heard of them.
Didn't you like try to watch the movie once?
Oh, yeah. It's pretty much the worst thing ever made. Like. You were expecting it to be gay porn, right? And then you watch it, and it's like, you know, this is so bad that I wish it was gay porn instead of what it is. Like, it's... I don't know. I'm not entirely sure how I feel about that group.
Let's see here. O'Grady says, when the moon explodes, you should have to donate to the Little Prince Random Items to make a new room. Then he goes on to try to enunciate the Katamari Damashi song. You'll see. Nothing's going to happen. The astronomers have figured it out. You should go check out, check what they have to say up for the comment today.
Yeah, everything. You're perfectly safe.
Somebody was telling me that how great a job I did of drawing a key next to the moons.
See, it looks like a toilet or
what's flush the lever.
What?
A toilet flush lever. Flush,
yeah. Thing, yeah.
Handle. Yeah.
Bunya Bandler says, could you make it possible so that you have an option to automatically open all packages after you get out of hardcore? My first hardcore run, and was so excited I ascended right away and forgot about them. I think that would misfire more times than it would really be useful.
And that
to
would
people.
Be extremely buggy forever.
Yeah. We'd have to, it would put the buggy whip people out of business. Buggy whips. What's the modern equivalent of a buggy whip?
The MPAA.
Those VHS tape rewinders that look like Ferraris.
I had a broken like Discman for a while that I set it on top of my TV and told people it was a DVD rewinder.
That's. someone else says, why aren't Jumbo Olives reagent table? They're just not.
Yeah, they wouldn't be very good after you got them out from under the table. Because they hadn't been in their refrigerator for like a week. They'd probably be like crawling with.
Why'd you leave the olives under the table?
What?
You wanted to? Yeah. You guys never get that.
I do know.
Like, yeah. I enjoy it after you explain it to me, but I've never listened to that song enough to get it right off.
Yeah, okay, he says, WTF happened to Thursday's podcast, mine. I don't know what you mean.
I don't know.
Big Evil Dude says, could we use the DOD wand to zap ourselves? We could gain effects like turned into a bugbear or turned into a newt that would give modified stats, resistances, or temporary skills.
But you give up your poly selfless conduct. Why would you want to do that?
Yeah. You know what I thought was really cool that we found in those cards when we bought Magic cards was that card that turns you into a Shivan dragon?
Oh, yeah. That was really weird.
Yeah.
That struck me as something that was probably on, like, their C list of cards, because it was just almost too strange to use, but they just didn't have enough other choices.
I think it's a neat,
sort of an interesting mechanic.
Neat idea, yeah. You get 5 hit points and the ability to breathe fire. Gleeb says, I'm reading The Great Gatsby in English class right now. Have any of you read it? I could have read it, and I probably should have, but grammar made me so angry that I just urinated on it instead of reading the rest of it. It was also really boring. Also, he says, how much Gatsby could The Great Gatsby great if The Great Gatsby could Great Gatsby?
About a pound per ounce.
I would say it's how much great could Gatsby gat?
Well, it was G-R-A-T-E.
Oh, okay.
Naimo Giant says, there should be a forum exclusively for spoilers.
Yeah, I mean, I think our view towards spoilers is pretty much that they're inevitable and in some cases necessary, but that doesn't mean we have to like them.
Yeah.
So it's just as well that it's somebody else's site.
Yep. Turbo Turtle says, so why can't we play the mall from Hank's during hardcore? Meat from Mall Sales goes there. We can send gifts from there. Why can't we shop from Hank's too? Because we don't want any mechanism for putting items into Hank's except ascending. Because that's just the way that works is goofy, and it's just so bug-tacular to even think about doing that.
Yeah. Like, whenever we were having all the item ID zero things a while back, But I was able to bug track that specifically because I knew that the only way that things go into Hex is via ascending until we found that lickety split. That was a long time ago, actually. It's like one of the first things we did when I got here.
That cool kid is the one who said, "Thank you for your wonderful drawing of a key to the Rite of the Moons." Joshua Rama says, "What is going on?" I ask myself that sometimes when I wake in the morning and I step outside and I take a deep breath and I get real high, and nobody ever answers me. Ron says, "Dear Jick, why did God curse me by putting me in a generation devoid of music that doesn't completely suck? I swear to God, if I hear about the new 50 Cent album or that new song by The Hives one more fucking time..." I don't know anything about The Hives or 50 Cent.
I prefer the Herpy Blisters better.
The Herpy Blisters.
Yeah.
Huh.
Huh.
DV Mapreson says, "How about making the hedge maze piece clickable after they drop so that we can go right to the maze instead of having to click back to our inventory and scroll all the way down?"
No!
Simple. I mean, then everybody's going to want to be able to use every item.
Yeah, somebody made a Grease Monkey script that does exactly that.
Oh, that's nice. Yeah, so...
Use that instead of bugging us.
Yep. Is there I saw that somebody was trying to do this, but I don't know if they've succeeded. Is there, like, a central repository for Grease Monkey scripts?
I think they're trying to organize one.
Because that'd be nice. DVMA President also says, "Give us a few teasers about the new item of the month coming out. Please, new one." Aw, man, we went to the grocery store today, and there was this pickup truck that the license plate was PWND.
Oh, awesome.
We were so happy. We were thinking about waiting there until the guy came out so he could be like, "Dude, dude." But then it was hot.
Yeah.
It was really fucking hot today.
It was.
Like, it seems like just way more so than, like, yesterday even. Like, it's almost as though we live in the desert.
If it weren't so dry and so snow-free, I wouldn't like it.
Beast of Blood says, "Could you ever make weather effects and a weather team or something, lol, and say when it rains one day different things happen? I think it sounds like a good idea." I don't know what rain would do. We could rewrite every adventure and every monster for when it's raining.
Yeah, we could. And then we could just, like, have you be randomly hit by, like, people in Diction meat cars, because people don't know how to drive when it rains.
I mean, especially in the kingdom, because it has never rained.
Yeah,
people would probably freak out pretty heavily.
I wonder, you know, I'd always thought that I really liked, you know, like in Master of Magic, there were all these just kind of random global events that would happen, you know, it'd be like, "Oh, it's a conjunction," and there'd be a conjunction, and then sometimes you'd get conjunctivitis.
Was it a conjunction?
And sometimes you'd get diverticulitis, and then we could make it so every character in KOL got diverticulitis for like a week.
Or
so anybody who
maybe
ate
dysentery.
Anybody who ate strawberries would get all the seeds stuck in a little pocket of their intestine, and it would get infected.
Awesome.
That'd be great. DVMA President says, "I noticed the chat is version 0.9301. Any plans to update it to version 1.0 soon? And then maybe we can get something like version 9.0 Ultimate Extreme. Remember AOL?" Yeah.
I don't remember AOL. Because I choose not to remember it.
Yeah.
There are people who still use AOL. It's sort of
sad.
The Coffin Robber says, "When will we finally get our MMG channel? We're getting really sick of all this shit in chat."
It ignores your friend. That's all I have to say to that.
But I do think that it might be time for a casino channel.
Huh.
Which we could, you know, say that MMG and KWE Talk goes into casino.
Yeah.
And also SOL, POS, and SOB chat.
Yeah.
I don't know, it wouldn't be that big of a deal. Like, there could just be, like, another room in the casino that was, like, the lounge, and whenever you went in there, it was, like, you know, "Gain access to the lounge," or whatever.
And the name of the channel would be The Lounge.
And then everyone would get really confused.
No, it'd just be, like, you know, like, it costs 10,000 meat to go into the high roller room, and it's just access to the casino channel.
Yes, but you were saying the lounge.
The lounge, I know, but it's a lounge in the casino. It's the high roller's lounge. Sorry, the High Rollers
members only
relaxing room.
No, I just have it to be like the champagne room.
There is no there's no champagne in the sex room, xenophobe.
No emotes about sex in the champagne channel.
Oh, let's see here. But as far as chat upgrades, that's a long way down the road. I think 1.0 would be for whenever I just go all nuts over the chat. Which I might happen. Maybe. Maybe not.
Button says, my friends are making fun of me for playing a game in which an item name is spelled incorrectly. Please add another T to the end of the Gordon Bennett. Who's Gordon Bennett?
I fixed it.
I know, but...
I've told you that story, haven't I? About the British dude who was like the son of the big newspaper magnate and was incredibly rich, sort of like a 1920s male Paris Hilton, and did a lot of fucked up stuff. And the main thing he's famous for is, well, one of the main things he's famous for is going to a fancy party and urinating in the fireplace.
Hmm.
And since then, his name is a British slang term of surprise and or incredulity.
Hmm. Okay.
Gordon Bennett!
Khufu says, any chance of us being able to distill fine wine into vermouth at Nash Crosby's? No. DVMA President says, Doritos or Fritos? I prefer Doritos.
I prefer Fritos.
Cool.
I'll go for the Doritos as well, although I like the extra nacho ones.
I would say Cool Ranch Doritos are the most tolerable of Doritos because they leave the least stains.
I do like chili cheese burritos.
I
think they're disgusting.
Have you tried the guacamole Doritos?
Yeah, I don't know. I didn't know that they kept making those. I thought that was like a limited time thing.
I don't know.
They were okay. I mean, nothing's ever approached Cool Ranch in my book. Mm-hmm. I mean, I remember being a kid and when Cool Ranch Doritos came out, I was like, whoa, this is hip and cool. I'm gonna
ranch.
Buy me one of these. And they, of course, you know, submitted to my will immediately because I was like that kid in the Twilight Zone movie, right?
And if they didn't buy your Doritos, you'd send them out into the cornfield.
And, yeah. And so I got, you know, I grew up with like, whoa, Cool Ranch Doritos is something they made just for me because these are goddamn delicious. And, yeah. Chili cheese Fritos, I kind of want, now that I'm finally feeling, like, I haven't eaten anything since... like 25 or 26 hours ago just because I've been feeling so awful, but I'm actually getting hungry, and now like Fritos with like chili poured on top of them. That sounds
like a really bad idea.
It does sound like a really bad idea.
Yeah.
Man, I remember when the Pretentious Artist and I, we hiked down into one of the side canyons of the Grand Canyon, and on the way back up, we like ran out of water, and we were both just like so pissed off that we were hiking up this fucking vertical rock face with all these switchbacks at like noon in the middle of June.
And God!
We're like, you know, we just ran out of water and had to rely on the kindness of passersby to like, hey, could I have a drink of your water, please, so I don't die? And we're like, all right, we finally made it back up to the car. We made it to civilization and just bought like, because we'd run out of cigarettes too, so like, that was the worst part. So we like go back to this little convenience store thing, and I ate an entire bag of chili cheese Fritos, a 2-liter bottle of Mountain Dew, and like a quart of chocolate milk.
Oh my God!
So sick.
Gee, I wonder why.
And I mean, just I felt so bad. That was God, that was nasty. And the Pretentious Artist ate like a couple tins of smoked oysters.
What the hell?
Yeah, it was just like the whole near-death experience on the way up. Just like, you know what?
You both pregnant?
I don't want to be on my deathbed and think, you know, I just didn't mix enough chili cheese Fritos with chocolate milk in my life. I'm gonna seize every opportunity I can.
Man, you should have added like Twizzlers and pork rinds to that mix.
Yeah. The only way you could have made it. I mean, the Fritos and Mountain Dew, not a big deal, right? But just like,
it's not the best combination in the world, but you know. Yeah, I like Fritos because back home we had a place that just sold nothing but smoked meat, and you could go and get like 2 pounds of summer sausage, and you just have that with the Fritos, and it'd just be delicious.
Huh.
Actually, the Tom's chips, you know, that they're sort of the off-brand. Their corn chips are vastly superior to Fritos, but you can't find them anymore. Maybe that's a Missouri thing. I don't know.
I remember these potato chips that the Schwann's guy used to sell.
Mm-hmm.
There was like these gallon. They looked like popcorn tins, kind of. I guess it's probably bigger than a gallon, but they were just these fucking delicious chips. The first time I ever had salt and vinegar chips was this brand, and no chips have ever replaced them. And Schwann's doesn't sell them anymore.
Salt and vinegar chips are damn good.
They are, man. Now I want salt and vinegar chips.
Now I want summer sauce.
We have salt and vinegar.
Wow, I guess I could go outside and find some chips.
And some, like, cow chips?
The entire cast of Rent said, what would happen if the Juggernaut ran into the Blob? Since the Juggernaut can't be stopped and the Blob can't be moved, would the universe stop? No.
No, the Juggernaut would just bounce off the Blob in the opposite direction and both would continue to be unstoppable and immovable, respectively.
Ricochet.
Benito Mussolini says, this is weird. Two questions in a row about Juggernaut. How come I can't make an account with commas in the name? I want to make a The Juggernaut, comma, bitch account.
It has the word bitch in it, so you couldn't make it anyway.
You can't do bitch?
Oh, is that one of... Is that legal? I have no idea.
I don't know. I don't think so.
It's... Maybe.
Nope, there is an account called bitch that's an 800K ID.
Nama points out that wasabi Funyuns are pretty glorious, so that sounds pretty good.
Those are pretty good.
Wasabi Funyuns are good. Funyuns in general are good. It's like...
I don't like Funyuns that much, but I'd be all over the wasabi
ones. I don't like the regular ones so much. I don't dislike them, but they're like... Eh.
Yeah, that's
but
sort of the way
the wasabi ones are quite good.
They tear up your roof of your mouth, though.
They're like Captain Crunch. You have to have that trick to eat Captain Crunch.
Never heard of it.
I never liked Captain Crunch enough to want to develop any trick. What's the trick, though?
You kind of have to, like, move your... instead of moving your jaw up and down to eat him, you kind of move it sideways.
Like
so
grinding
that,
your teeth?
Yeah, and the nuggets, like, grind against each other to pulverize instead of rubbing up against the roof of your mouth.
Huh.
It sounds like a lot more work than it's worth.
Yeah, Captain Crunch is not that good. Yeah. That was a cool toy. You know, it seems like cereal boxes don't have toys in them anymore. It's all this, like, you know...
Special offers.
Yeah.
That's because it's cheaper to do them that way. They don't have...
Or else it'll have, like, a crappy demo game CD taped to the front or something.
Yeah. I don't... It's not the same. It's not going to be the same being
You're
a kid. Lady LaWanda says, okay, I thought that little hobo was the cutest item of the month, but the badger makes me want to die. It's so cute.
Badger, badger.
Badger, badger. Beast of Blood says, are the CAFs going to be coming and going so you don't get thrashed by the forums? Yes, they are. The new thingy should... The new guidelines should pretty clearly explain the way that's going to work. But I will explain it here, just so that... So we're going to accept submissions on the 1st through the 7th of every month. We will try our hardest, but not making any guarantees, to make at least a couple of passes through the requests and reject the unacceptable ones so that you get more than one chance on a given cycle. But then on the 8th, we go through it one last time, reject all the ones that are unacceptable, and you just can't submit them again. We'll just send back Mr. A's instead of a custom avatar form. Yeah. And you can't submit them again until you buy another one in Mr. Store when it becomes available again at the 1st of the next month. And that sucks, and that's going to mean a lot fewer custom avatars going in general, but it's also going to mean that every single custom avatar is going to be done in a reasonable time frame, and every one of them is going to be non-ridiculous.
Yeah. Also, I've rigged the page such that it will tell you how long you have to buy one and or use one. And if it's if they're not usable at the time that you decide that you want to use it, it'll tell you when they're usable again.
Oh, that's cool. That's nice.
And it uses the same trick that KWE does, so it should be synced to your time zone settings and daylight savings time settings, assuming they are right on your computer for you and your place on Earth. The end. Esquire.
Well, wait, what difference would it make what time zone they were in if it's based on how long until a specific time on the server?
Well, the readout should be different, because otherwise the user has to, you know, figure it out for themselves, and math sucks.
Oh, wait, so you say they become available at whatever time in their time, not like there are X days, X hours
left.
Oh, okay.
Like for us, it says available until June 8th or midnight. And for, like, say someone on the East Coast, it would say available until June 8th, 3 a.m.
Vlad Flipshot says there's a typo in the custom avatar form guidelines. Is there?
There's too much words.
It's probably just in the new...
probably.
Yeah, the new paragraph. You guys want to answer a question?
That's not just reading it, but let's see here. We're already at the bottom already. Bunny Bandler says, if you use a beer cartilage with at least 6 astral badgers in your inventory, it should kill them all. Yeah, I think a great way to advance the to add funny to the game is just kill Mr. Store items. But what do you think about that, Rev?
I'm sorry, I was replying to something in chat.
Oh.
I edited that item description a little bit. I added the
we saw
about how it's perfect for simultaneously strangling 6 baby otters.
That was excellent.
Yes. Oh, let's see here.
I see. So there was one place where requester was referred to as requestee.
I can't see it. It's hard for me to read. Oh, let's see here. Dive Vernon says, the Astral Badger and the Neuromancer are my two favorite item descriptions ever. Well done. Well, thank you.
You're quite welcome,
I think.
Isaac's Alter Ego says, the Badger thing isn't really fair. It means there's a new area that only rich players or donators can get to. That really isn't true. I mean, given the way, like, snow cones are priced in the mall, I don't really believe that the mushrooms are going to be all that expensive in the mall.
Yeah, just wait until, like, it starts settling down once people have seen the content and no longer feel such a great impetus to use the mushrooms. They'll be selling more of them and they'll become a lot cheaper.
I mean, right now, they're, you know, even right now, they're 80,000 meat, so, you know, it's what? How long would it take to farm that?
I have no idea.
Like 100 turns.
100 turns.
And this is probably the most expensive that they will ever be.
Yeah.
So, We did think about that, and, you know, we don't want to be evil, and we don't want to be sketchy, and we don't want to be assholes about the way that, you know, we run this, and it's, you know, seriously, I think this will be fun.
Yeah. I think this is significantly less evil than, say, the snow cones. And that wasn't very evil at all.
Ricker Scott says, why no UHF reference for the Badger Badge? You've referenced other references before.
But how many references could a reference reference if a reference could reference references?
I don't think I've ever seen all of UHF.
Oh, really?
I don't even know what UHF is.
It's good. It was Weird Al's movie.
Oh, weird.
You should get it on Netflix. That's where I saw it the last
time. Oh, add it to my DOS queue.
Yeah.
Yeah, Rip ended up getting a Netflix queue.
Yeah, I would add it to my queue, but my queue is currently filled with, like, 30 DVDs of Oz.
Yeah.
So. Did you see that there's a... Never mind. I'm
what?
An idiot.
Huh?
Okay, I went to the comic shop yesterday, and there was this Oz the comic, right? And I was like, huh. And I looked at it, and I was like, oh, wait. That's obviously, like, Wizard of Oz, and not Oz. But then I... thought about it again and made exactly the same mistake, even though I already know. There's also a Tron comic book.
Oh, really?
Though I bought the last copy they had of issue number one. I don't know if it's good or not. I haven't read it yet.
I've kind of given up on bothering to get issues. I think I'm just going to keep notes of series I have heard that are good and then get them when they become trade paperbacks.
Does everything come out as a trade paperback, though?
No, not everything, but all the stuff that's worth reading generally does.
I just wonder if there's not stuff that slips through the cracks. I mean, stuff that's, like, you know, good, but doesn't really get critical attention. Though I don't have any idea what comic book.
Probably, but it's. Well, it's a trade-off between convenience and. Because, I don't know, it's just keeping up with issues is such a pain.
Oh, let's see here.
I like it. I mean, I like the, you know. The what's it? The cereal aspect.
Hmm.
Cereal.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, speaking of cereal. People reporting half astral having no description. I mark that public.
Yay!
Ricketts says, want to just make the comet hit Grimace so it can be Moxie Day again? I want a power level. That's weird. Killer K says, Brother Jake, why isn't PayPal currently accepting donations? Any idea? Credit card donations, anyway.
As far as I can tell, that's not
it
true.
It is. Yeah, that's not true. I was looking at it. World's Ugliest Man says, is there any chance of the tambourine / bone rattle becoming weapons like the guitars? That might not be the worst thing in the world. Worst idea.
Whoops.
I'm looking at a picture that someone sent me. It's a girl in a bathtub full of Cheetos.
Alright.
And it says, now there's something everyone can enjoy, as Ricker Scott does something.
I like Cheetos if they didn't coat your fingers with just this untenable glop.
That's the problem, is you can't eat Cheetos, or even really Doritos, while you're doing anything else.
Yeah.
It should come with, like, surgical gloves.
Or chopsticks.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, hey, that's pretty clever.
Yeah.
You'd look like a dork, but it'd work.
Yeah.
Better than trying to eat them with a fork.
Did you see that thing? Some Japanese guy invented chopsticks that, like, strap to two of your knuckles. They're designed to be used while you're playing video games. So that you can work the console and then, like, just reach over with your chopsticks and grab something and eat it and go right back to the controller.
Sounds like something that will go over better in China than Japan, but still pretty clever.
And Ari says, I can't tell which one is Riff and which one is Zeno unless Zeno is singing the piano, man. Can Zeno either sing everything he says, or can you differentiate them, please?
Here is the differentiation. I am Xenophobe.
And I'm Riff.
It would have been funnier if you guys had introduced yourselves as the opposite.
It would, or if we'd done like Rosencrantz and Guildenstern or something.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't feel very funny today.
I'm just not very good at improvising. Ask us again next week. maybe we'll be ready for that.
Decline says, "Is it me, or has the comet been getting a teeny tiny bit closer to the moons every day in the top pane?"
Oh, it's just you.
Spininet says, not that it would prevent you from being shoved off, but you would at least be able to tell, must be a lead up to this. But you would at least be able to tell when rollover was imminent without having to jump in the chat. I'm guessing he is suggesting some sort of like...
Oh, it's how useful / easy would it be to create a toggleable rollover countdown in the top or left pane for those who aren't in chat to avoid being abruptly shoved off the server at rollover?
That's kind of interesting.
The top pane... I suppose it could just be JavaScript.
Yeah, it could be.
And I mean, if it only showed up in the last like hour,
yeah,
or whatever.
I'm not sure exactly how that would work, but I think it would be something that would only work if you had the same sort of browser that let you use chat or the new chat, because otherwise it would be refreshing the whole thing, and that is kind of bothersome. Because it would blink and it would be goofy.
Yeah.
And everyone would cry and so would their babies. I'm not sure why, but...
Shaji says, in the real Zodiac, there's one non-animal / person sign, Libra. Yeah, that's a good point. That's our blender.
Yeah.
Tater's Choice says, I like the Mr. A familiars, but they seem like a ripoff when the NPCR does so much more. I don't think that...
No, I mean, it just depends on your personal taste of what you value in a familiar.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like this familiar does a lot more than the NPCR.
Oh, it does a lot.
Oh, yeah.
Tater's Choice says, when the comet hits Grimace, will we get some item like Chunk of Grimace? You'll see.
It's not going to hit Grimace. Yeah. It's not going to hit us.
Yeah.
Isaac's alter ego says, I asked Chatbot if Gorblax had accent, and she told me the date. Conspiracy? Weird. Vadskia91 says, oh, that still affects...
Yeah.
Fat Chocobo says, have you seen the encyclopedia entry on KOL? There's some funny stuff in there. Yes. Lilith says, hey, Jick and Co., I'm playing Evil Genius right now, and your speaking goes over the background music for that excellently. Less than three. I never played that.
I've got a copy of it if you'd like to borrow it.
Do you? Is it any good?
Never
it was fun for about 45 minutes.
Yeah.
I think it's worth playing at least once. I mean, it's sort of like SimCity in that, you know, you play with it for a while, you have fun, then you sort of get bored of it. I've been kind of wanting to play it again, but if you want to borrow it, you are more than welcome to. It's even legal. I bought it. So, hot. I'll have to go find it, but I'm pretty sure I have it around here somewhere. Of course, people who make music or sell music would rather us not trade things like that because it denies them a sale somehow. And never mind, I'm being political. I should not push my politics upon you. You're the real bad comments. Oh my god, I've had this trip before.
Yeah, the some of the stuff in the mediocre trip is surprisingly accurate.
With the really
well, except for the fighting, but
yeah, I normally didn't.
Normally, I would not be attacking the wallpaper with a sword,
a crossbow.
DVMA President says, no English word beginning with Q has a letter after it besides U, I think. Is that true?
It might be true if you're only counting words that originated in English.
Which are almost no words at all.
Yeah, I mean, a Q is pronounced as a K if it doesn't have a U after it, but those might only be foreign loan words.
Now there are astral mushrooms for 25,000 meat in the mall.
I'm pretty sure they're going to plummet significantly.
I mean, I would be surprised if they go for more than 10,000 meat.
Yeah.
And
well, I imagine once the farmers start taking notice of how cool the stuff inside the thing is.
Maybe
are
so,
there any like cupcakes in there yet? I should look for cupcake. Oh my god, spoilers.
Ah.
And we all go to look in the mall. Oh yeah, there's all manner of cupcakes.
Tons of cupcakes. Those are pretty cheap. I mean,
yeah. Well, once people figure out what they're for and start, you know, filtering out the good ones from the mediocre ones, the prices will stabilize, as with all things.
My stomach is now just... Now my stomach hurts because I'm so hungry. I can't win.
Well, let's take a break.
I don't know that I want to eat anything.
It happened to me once.
But we could take a break and listen to some musics. Or some muslics.
Some muscles?
What? Muesli?
Muesli puesli pants.
Le pew!
What was the thing with poop de pants?
What?
It was like some Group X thing.
No idea.
I only did the...
Do you want to know a secret? Because it is so good to tell it. It was in 55. I've
never listened to any part of Group X except for Mario Twins.
I can count to 55 song.
That's great.
One, two and a half.
That sounds like a winner. Do you have that?
I don't think so. I think
do you have, what's that Group X song with Bang Bang Bang?
I don't think I have any Group X.
Damn. That's a great song.
I'd put some Genesis or some Phil Collins.
The only one, Phil Collins?
Yeah. It's like a Tom Collins. Or like Tom Cullen. M-O-O-N. That spells Phil Collins.
I'm happy for you.
I got some problems.
You got more than one problem.
But one of my problems is that because I've been sick all day, I'm sober.
Oh,
that's your problem.
That's alcohol kills germs, right?
Yeah, that's been used as an antiseptic for years.
And as an anesthetic.
And as a antiseptive.
And as an anti-Semitic.
I'm glad I didn't think of that.
Drunk and beat up some Jews.
And not have babies.
Not have babies.
That's what I was going for with the antiseptive rather than contraceptive.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, was a little bit. That was stretching for that one.
I guess there's. What do I have here? I have
the music that makes the babies cry.
Green Day Dookie or Dookie.
Ducky?
Dookie. Or if it's like zoology, Dookie.
Sounds like a winner to me.
Got some stuff I don't recognize in here. Why is this so hard?
Because you're not drunk.
How about some crash test dummies?
They're good.
We'll do Two Knights and Maidens, and we'll do the psychic, because we're quiet. Smooth mood. And in the days of the caveman. All right, and that's like 10 minutes and change. So, all right, we'll see you kids in 10 or so. Sure.
Game. in her hand. She said all the years that have come to pass, and all the years that shall be, I see here, right before me. She said her visions were a bane in her life. She could not control them, after a night. I know what you're thinking, I haven't been drinking. She knew things cut like a knife. She said all the years that have come to pass, and all the years that shall be, I see here bread before me. Tells of disease, would she keep it secret? Never stood before me. What could some counsel? Where is the porthole? Can I escape what she sees? She said all the years that have come to pass, all the years it shall be, I see here right before me. I see here before me. We'll be right back.
All right. You know, for the longest time, I thought that song was, I thought the lyrics went, "Bugs and trees were your food then, no pajamas or dockers." But it's actually "no pajamas or doctors," which I got made fun of. But that's not totally unreasonable, I don't
it's
think.
It's not a... Yeah.
I mean, if you think about which things have, you know, which set of things has the most in common, pajamas and dockers or pajamas and doctors, you know?
True.
Maybe it's doctors in dockers. Schultz says this game needs more Wendon.
Wendon!
No. Arya Potterstein says, could meat from yesterday turn into meat from the day before yesterday, etc., as time passes? No, that'd be a big pain in the ass for not a very good joke.
Be funny, though.
Dragon's Ball Z says, will you ever bring back the mob protection contracts? No, because everyone would hate us. Actually, that isn't true. Like, 8 people would hate us, but they would...
be the most vocal 8 people in the history of the universe.
Yeah, and they would set the entire world on fire with the force of their focused rage.
Infinite rage, you mean?
Anima says there can be F-ray glasses or whatever that flashlight thing was in Futurama.
Huh?
I didn't see that. And Sitar says, by the way, tangerines are not oranges. Mandarin oranges are oranges. Tangerines are not Mandarin oranges.
This shows the idea that an orange isn't an orange isn't an orange.
Warrior 93 says, when is the Feast of Boris again? It's in like 3 weeks or something.
Something like that.
Yeah, I don't know. And Ari says, I still have one of those disc rewinders that looks like a car. Do you want it? I'm assuming it's a tape rewinder. Beats, form of the dragon. Oh, wait. I see. There was a fake magic card. Or no. Yeah, it's one of those unhinged ones. Form of the squirrel.
Well, that sounds like a winner. So, like, the magic expansion that lets you be the Wonder Twins? Can you be, like, shape of an ice bucket?
Yeah. Form of bucket of water.
When Form of the Squirrel comes into play, put a 1/1 green squirrel creature token into play. You lose the game when it leaves play. Creatures can't attack you. You can't be the target of spells or abilities. You can't play spells.
Huh.
That's amazing.
Anyway. Mashed Midge says, modern day buggy whip. I seem to recall such a thing as a 5 1/4 inch disk drive long ago and far away. The original floppy. I gave your mom the original floppy.
Yeah. Ho ho! Ho ho!
I actually still have a bunch of 5 1/4 inch disks.
There was a bunch of them back home in the graveyard of old computer stuff from the 80s.
And Ari says, speaking of grocery stores, I went there today and they had chicken feet. They didn't look at all like the feet of chickens, but like tiny human hands.
Yeah.
I had a tiny human named Hans.
Hans?
Yeah.
Yeah, I saw my pork nibblings today at the grocery store.
You saw what?
Pork nibblings.
Pork nibblings.
Yeah. Or no, they were pork cracklings. They were spelled without the G. It was terrible.
Vlad Slipshod says, the trippy floating hippie head kind of looks like Jick. Do you mean the Mona Lisa one? Damn it. Bunny Pandler says, thanks for the spadegasm that has been the last half hour, guys. Oh, you're welcome.
Spadegasm! Coming to a theater near you. This Sunday. Sunday.
Reaper Cheap says, in the Champagne Channel, they can touch you, but you can't touch them. Spinnernet says, so if you pick a trip with the new content that's way too high level for your character, you have no choice but to wander around getting beaten up till the effect wears off. I guess that's true.
Well, he can run away.
Yeah, that's yeah. Run away. Saucy Sieb says, the item name is still spelled Gordon Bennett, even though in the description is spelled Gordon Bennett. Oh, I think that I might need to, there's a thing that you have to have console access to push updated item names out to the live servers.
It only affects the mall and, like, Hanks, though.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Or maybe the closet, too.
And yeah, it's not...
Someone is reporting that the picture for the bustle in the hedgerow isn't working. Which is really? Sort of goofy. I will look at it.
Hedja.
Them's a monster.
Divide by Zero says, have you ever tried ketchup chips? I think somebody brought some from England to something that we went to, and I had one, and it didn't taste like ketchup. But LOTE says, hey, why isn't the spooky glove an offhand item? Because it's not in...
Yeah, it doesn't occupy your offhand.
Yeah, it doesn't occupy your offhand. It covers both of your hands. Why aren't shoes an offhand item?
One glove covers both your hands.
What?
He said, but because it covers both your hands, but it's a spooky glove, not spooky gloves.
Oh, fine. MashMage says, Crom blessed the asymmetric team for timing the moon versus toilet lever content just enough to allow people to see one last round of reliable gloomy growth. Donka donka.
Well, we can take credit for that, but I think it was just a coincidence.
Yeah, I think so too. And I don't know that it's going to be too spoilery to say that particular phenomenon is not going to change as a result of anything that happens in the next few days.
Which is to say that nothing is going to happen at all.
Yeah, nothing at all. That's going to miss. Or, Bruce Willis will save us.
Yeah.
Like Ampersander says, no astral mushroom wine? Aww.
We thought about putting that in, but we decided not to.
Di Vernon says, the adventures in the mediocre trip are the funniest things in the game. You guys are awesome. You know what? They're the things in the game that I had the least to do with. So, really what you're saying is that Mr. Skullhead and Riff should write all the content from now on. Dr. Motive said, Weird Al also made another movie, The Complete Al, which is worth checking out.
I'll do whatever it was that movie was. It's at the top of my queue, so I'm going to get it next.
Disco Girl says, also, what would happen if we submitted our own artwork for a custom avatar? Can you specify what would happen in the guidelines for the avatars? I had already specified in the guidelines what would happen.
Your server would explode in deep space. That's what happens.
Tater's Troy said, I just bought UHF on eBay. I heard it was funny, so I bought it. Go Weird Al.
Yay. I just bought a Transformer on eBay.
Did you?
It's one of the new, I don't know if they're limited edition, but it was like a Japanese release that are like ultra detailed and mainly die-cast metal.
Huh.
I got it for like $20 less than retail.
Jesus, what do they retail for?
Like $50.
Man. You know, the original ones, the first run of Transformers were all mostly metal.
Yeah.
If not all metal, now that I think about it.
Yeah, they had some plastic parts.
I guess like maybe the windshields and stuff.
Yeah, well, I know because I dismantled all of mine.
I dismantled all mine, too, yeah. Thinking that I would put them together into some sort of giant super transformer.
Exactly.
But nothing ever went back together.
Wow, I never did right. That. I respected my toys. Not that they deserved it, but...
Valman Uni says, good job on the Einstein references. Ben Stein is a cool motherfucker. I did actually, I guess I edited some of the item descriptions a little bit. I added in the eye redness problems thing.
Eyes dry, try visine. That's not a very good Ben Stein impression. I wish I could have seen more of when Ben Stein's money, because that was just my favorite version of Ben Stein, was when he wasn't just being stereotypically dull.
Yeah.
I mean, he's good at being stereotypically dull, but I think he can be really funny, too, when he's not.
Well, he was, it was very, he was funny, but in a very, like, straight-faced sort of way. It was cool.
Yeah, I'll miss that show.
I heard him on Loveline once, and he seemed like a cool guy. He spent a lot of money on cocaine and hookers.
That makes anyone a cool guy.
Yeah. World's Ugliest Man says, is the comet actually a Katamari coming to make all our items into a star? Yeah, actually, that's the culmination of this event, as everyone's inventory just vanishes. Pie Monkey is very sorry. I need to refresh the questions.
Oh, Pie Monkey actually posted in one of the forums a couple days ago.
Yeah, I was talking to him in AIM, and he hopped on the forums, I think, because he was reminded of their existence. There was a thread on the front page that he had posted, or that had some of his stuff in it, and he noticed that. So.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, that thread about the
athlete
his fake screenshot. Thing. Yeah,
that screenshot makes me laugh. especially because people think that those items actually exist.
Yeah, and it like recurs. People find it again every 6 months or so. And
Duffield says, "Hey, Jake and friends, can you make the list of custom outfits show up in alphabetical order? They currently show up in some janky order. I think it's just the order in which you create them."
Yeah, probably.
Tater's Choice says, "If you were to name a basketball team with a KOL themed name, what would it be? P.S. I have no idea where I got this question."
It'd be the Oingo Boingo Bong Hits.
The Knobs of Loathing.
The Oingo Boingo Bong Hits?
Yes.
How? Man.
Don't look at me, struck. Man.
That would be very good. Because it would be like the staff plus a gimp.
Staff plus a gimp equals
Boingo Boingo Bong Hits. Yeah.
Wow.
Fat Chocobo says, "Isn't there a company? Isn't there a country called Qatar?" Yes, there is. Lady Luanda says, "Sh55 is amazing. We listened to that so many times in high school."
Sh55.
Sitar says, "Say, one of the Sorceress attacks is misleading. Rock Me Amadeus is Austrian, not German. And speaking of Genesis, a good song by them is Supper's Ready."
I like Supper. I don't know.
There's no difference between Austria and Germany.
Austria has better jam.
Better jam?
Yeah. And better Jews.
Better Jews?
To which the to which you may purchase jam.
Give the jam to?
Yeah.
That's only if you like Jews and want to buy them jam?
Yeah.
Hmm.
Which everyone in Austria loves Jews.
Golf House says, "Hey guys, in the same vein as not letting people name their volleyball Wilson, you should keep people from naming their badger some of the more obvious Weeble references." I don't remember any badgers in Weeble and Bob.
Well, the guy that did Weeble and Bob is the guy that did the badger cartoon.
Whoa, really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It says Weeble stuff at the bottom.
Oh.
You should play it during the show. I think everyone would just love it.
I did not know that. I did not know that. Reba Jeep says, "Question, if you try to equip one of the lame badges, will the June item of the month stop you from doing it?" I think he should, since he doesn't need them.
You don't need no stinking badger badges.
Ultima Wraith asks if the astral mushroom is a Katamari Damacy joke. No.
No, it is not. Despite what your beliefs may be, we do not revolve around referencing Katamari Damacy. We just occasionally
referenced it once.
Yeah, we sort of enjoy the game, and it was fun for a little bit. Now none of us play it, none of us want to play it, and none of us want to reference it in the game.
Well, I will admit I am a little annoyed with myself that it didn't occur to me to put the king of all space in the observatory. But, I mean, it's no big deal.
Yeah. It just it seems like they're attaching way too much importance to it, which bothers me. I don't know why that does.
Alfie asked if the new Cerebral clothing is going to be an outfit. No, we kind of ran out of time.
Yeah.
I mean, we could still do it.
Eventually.
Eventually. Like in time for the next Halloween or something.
Yeah. I don't know, it's just, outfits are also a pain in the ass to do.
Because we have to come up with another synonym for outfit.
Yeah.
Smackfarl says, "Jellyfish vision effect does not seem to occur when I wear the cloche." I mean, it should. It was
worth a monster.
Earlier. What am I? Am I wearing one?
I don't know. How are you?
Yeah, I'm wearing one.
Go fight a monster.
I'm soaking in it. Yeah, the trippy floating head that looks like a jellyfish. I gotta send this super mega guy some money.
You should.
I just totally ripped that off from him. And I should tell him.
Pay him royalties.
And I should give him $5.
Yeah, that's all the money we made off of this.
We should Jello Bois says, the image for homeopathic healing powder isn't working. I think what might be happening is that the forum server, which is also the image server, might be running kind of sluggishly.
Yeah. That sounds about right.
Tavern Wench says, thank you so much for the ice steins. You've made this wench very happy. Finally, somewhere to put the beer. Fembot Artsy Pants says, how much is the Comet Moon event going to fuck with ultra rare drops? Not at all.
Why would it mess with ultra rare drops?
I think some people believe that the ultra rare drops have something to do with the moon.
Oh. I suppose it's not an unfounded rumor.
DVMA Preston says, do you guys know what an unopened Atari system goes for? I found one in my friend's basement.
Wow.
Huh.
I'll give you $6 for it.
I'll give you $30 for it.
Bastard. You won't pay me enough.
I have so many Ataris in my garage, though. Like, we just bought everyone we could find at thrift stores when I first moved here, and every game that we could find.
Do any of them work?
25 cents each. Yeah, a lot of them do. Some of the joysticks were kind of fucked up, but I found one actually really good joystick, and that's how I got my
groove back.
Poonzortastic high score on Sequest.
Also, how you got your groove back?
Yes, that is how I got my groove back. It was actually by watching Stella.
I see.
That TV show?
Yeah, with the guys from the stage. Stella, I saw one episode of it, and when I tell people about it, it sounds really funny. It wasn't really funny when I was watching it.
Wow, that's like the opposite of what usually happens.
Yeah. Maybe I'm just so good at describing stuff that...
Should make that your living. You should, your job should be describing things.
Yeah. Yarrick the Real Bad says, good job, guys. The really interesting wallpaper has made my year. Kudos. Ah, thanks. Carados says, you should get a staff on the staff. Riff and I bought staves at the Renaissance Festival.
That's true.
Yeah, we have them sitting by our computers. They focus our power.
They're chi.
Yes, they align my
chakras.
My chakras, exactly.
Your chocolate chakras? chocolate chakra.
Cochra.
Cochring?
Okra.
Johnny Cochring?
I'm going to download Sh55.
Sh55.
We'll go out on Sh55.
That sounds good to me.
But can you drive Sh55?
I can't. Wow. Man, this Firefox, both here and at home, it is just really, like, whenever I go to download something, there is about 3 or 4 seconds where Firefox is completely unresponsive.
Yeah, that happens on mine too.
And then it pops up in the download. Like, that is really annoying.
Oh, I got some sort of, like, weird, whatchamacallit, extension that makes the download box appear only in the little status bar, which is kind of nice.
Oh, wow, that is really nice.
What's it called? I can figure it out here real quick. Download status bar. It'll make it more better.
Saucebeater says, Ben Stein is cool and all, but he loses major points for being a Nixon speechwriter and lawyer. I remember an episode of his game show where he still felt the need to defend him.
I mean,
you know.
Nah.
I have a hard time liking or disliking people because of politics from before I was born.
Yeah.
And, you know, which is why I don't so much care for Hunter S. Thompson's writing. In large part.
Because so much of it is about those politics?
Just so much of it is politics from before I was born.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. It's whatever. Shouldn't say that. Freakware says, how about other items like the chef skull, but with the mohawk wig to make a punk skull, or wolf mask to make a wolf skull? They don't have to do anything. They would just be cool. The punk skull, you can make a punk in the box, which would light your fireworks for you.
It's going to be fun. Are fireworks legal in Arizona?
No,
that's good.
Well, we can do some Sean Baby homemade semi-legal fireworks.
You can drive to New Mexico and buy some fireworks.
Ooh. I don't want to drive.
You can drive to Old Mexico and buy some fireworks, and it would actually be quicker.
But you can probably drive to the Indian Reservation too.
I wonder. That I do not know. You can get cheap cigarettes on the Indian reservation. Mm. You can make a reservation for two at
Wendy's.
Chippewas.
Wendy's. Make a reservation at Wendy's.
Wendy Way tribe.
The Weeb Way tribe.
This has been 10 dozen minutes of making fun of Native Americans for absolutely no reason.
They were here first.
That's the reason?
That's the reason why we had to make fun of them, is they were here first.
That's a good enough reason for me, I suppose.
Yeah, I can live with that.
Water the ficus.
The cat likes to eat your ficus.
Not exactly the most opportune time to water the ficus. Yeah, the cat does like to eat the ficus. Ficus, I think, is not long for this earth.
Yeah.
And then I'm going to see how many ways there are to skin the cat. Senor Random says, Punk in the Box could play stupid pranks on the monsters and ending with, you got punked.
No, God, no. Please.
I hereby veto any Ashton Kutcher references.
I don't know who that is, but I also veto it.
Dude.
Well, okay, at least in terms of that particular show, I admit that...
There's already Dude, Where's My Car references.
Yeah, but no punked references.
Yeah, no.
Please.
Butterfly Effect. I don't know. Smackfarl says, Jellyfish Vision, very groovy. Fix.
NP.
Jick says, Fat Chocobo, why isn't the Pimpin' Mean Hat plus Diamond Studded Cane plus Yield Gold Fronts plus Bling Bling a pimp outfit? Because it's just not.
Because you touch yourself.
That predates outfits, actually, all those items. Mashed Mage says, there's been no joystick to ever compare to the original Atari joysticks. Be forewarned that I saw the coming mom joke in advance, or the one with the word coming.
What?
Yep.
Huh. Well, yeah, but now we have no response to your message.
El Faba Fabula Faye says, my 2-year-old always points to the stick figure at the top of the window when I'm on and says, that's Jick. I need a sword to be like the Jick guy.
You could give him a martini to be like the Jick guy.
Yeah.
That's not really me up there. I mean, I never really meant for
that to be me.
He's kind of short on tentacles.
My avatar. The tentacle thing was a
joke gone horribly
wrong.
Really
stupid joke that just went way too far. Terrible says, I just saw the Munchies pill. That is the best Futurama reference ever.
My favorite.
Yeah, I'm pretty proud of that one.
I don't think I remember. Let me see it.
Good news, everybody!
Oh, good news. I see. So there's a lot of people logged on right now.
Yeah.
A lot of
people offering to sell me fireworks illegally. I don't like fireworks anymore. I kind of got my fill of them in Missouri once I was like 10, I was appointed head firework master for the summer. And it was fun for about 3 years and then just sort of fell off.
I remember... fireworks were illegal in Illinois when I was growing up, and so at my dad's parties, we would set off all the fireworks that were confiscated. We had so many fireworks because like every cop in town was at our house, you know, so it was like it's nuts. And then this friend of his that was an FBI agent shot me in the leg with a Roman candle, and it burned a little circular patch of hair off my leg. And then my dad was like, hey, don't set my son on fire.
You bastard.
Yeah, no, not a lot of questions.
It's because you, skipped every...
I skipped every turd.
Yeah.
Ampersander says, can I at least cook the astral mushroom with the quantum egg to make the ultimate super cosmic omelet?
No, yeah, that's go to the be able to, time,
yeah, you kind of need the egg for other things.
Yeah, you wouldn't be able to get to the hole in the sky. Keep on burning.
Keep on pooping.
Sorry. I'm... Yeah. 26 minutes.
We can do it, guys. Come on. Let's pull it together.
Hoo-ha.
Excelsior. What?
Toadzor says, is the Walk of Ages fictional status removal impending? Yes, somewhat. It's pending. Pending. It's pending being pending. Alfie says, Complete Delusion doesn't appear to do anything when I only have the wolf mask on. It does what I would expect when I have the furry suit. It is an effect from the mask alone. I don't think there's anything wrong with that. I think you're misinterpreting what it's supposed to do.
Yeah.
Mashmage says, thank God for Riff's Ashton Kutcher veto. What a waste, Demi Moore. What a waste of Demi Moore. Gracious Symbol says, Ben Stein is still an ass. Catch him on CBS Sunday Morning Commentaries. Just because he's a Republican doesn't mean he's not funny.
Yeah.
Senor Random says, Nolish Chainsaw?
Right, yeah, that'd be an offhand item.
Because you'd lose a hand?
Yeah. Where do you think all the fake hands come from? They're just mummified.
Oh, they're not really fake.
Desiccated. Desiccated.
Desiccated your mama. Right?
Desiccated. Yeah.
Yeah.
Desiccated. I'm going to keep saying desiccated. I listened to Tom Green was a guest on Loveline like sometime early like last month or whatever, and I just listened to those episodes over the last couple nights, and Tom Green's funny even though most of what he does is just saying the same word over and over again.
Yeah.
It's just funny.
There was an MTV special I saw once where it was Tom Green and Andy Dick, each one of them impersonating the other. And Tom Green was, like, in the makeup room getting his Andy Dick makeup put on. And he asked the makeup guy, so, what does this Andy Dick guy sound like? And the guy says, gay. And Tom Green says, okay, so, like, hi, I'm Andy Dick. And the guy says, no, gayer.
Well, I really don't so much like Andy Dick. He gets on my nerves way more.
Yeah,
than
he's been funny in a couple things I've seen him in, but none of it has been his own stuff. I mean, it's been like cameos and things.
Duffield says, hey, Jick and friends, are there other logon options like /Q? No, there is not anything like that. I don't really know what else you would want there.
I can't think of anything either.
Because, I mean, it's not really... It doesn't really affect anything about your game session. It only affects whether or
what
not...
What is best in life?
Yeah. It only affects whether or not you...
drive your enemies before you?
You give those notifications. Notifactions. No caffeinations.
No caffeination? Because I wouldn't like that very much.
Elf Baba Fabulafe says, it would be cool if there was an option in the mall to search for types, like pants, drinks, foods, hats, etc. Yeah, I like that idea. I thought about putting...
What's that?
I thought about putting in a little Easter egg in the mall search code, but then I looked at it and I'm like, God, this code is horrible. And I didn't want to mess with it anymore because it was just depressing. Now there's a totally separate set of code for the search depending on whether you're doing 5 cheapest or not. That if we made it so that if you typed, like, I don't know, a slash and then a one of the internal Wand of Poly category things, that it would show you everything in the mall that was in that Wand of Poly category.
Huh.
Because I don't think it would really be any more... having that listed in the wiki wouldn't be any more spoilery than having anything else.
You know,
having the...
I'm sure already existing
lists of wand stuff in there.
Yeah. I don't think there's anything pending that's like...
That. Well, even if there was, it wouldn't show up. I mean, it just wouldn't... Like, you know, because I was thinking like, you know, /booze3 would be a way to just search for Disco Bandit drinks.
Hmm.
You know? But
we could just implement it internally with those and then just like... Like, we could make a drop down maybe... It just uses those internally and just uses that functionality as the search criterion?
I mean, I'd rather have it...
Be an Easter egg?
Yeah, well, I'd rather have it not clog up the interface. I mean, I'd rather have it be something... Not even an Easter egg, but even if it's documented, you know, like... Hmm. I wouldn't want to just list all of those categories because that would be just, you know, sort of...
Well, how would people figure them out then?
Just trying stuff.
That's the grand. This is how we do our interface design, people. We just throw it out there and let people find it.
I mean, the one problem I have with, like, just searching for pants in the mall is the, like, you know, there are more pants than it will let you search for a single, in a single search.
Yeah. That would be difficult to circumnavigate.
I'll bet that the... I'll bet the mall search could be refined in such a way that it was more useful and easier on the database. If some serious thought was put into it.
Like, the way the forums does searches is it makes a list of all the words that anyone has ever said, like the single words.
Right.
So if we took all the items in the game and just compiled the list of every word, that or every unique word, and just mapped it to items in sort of a many-to-many sort of way, then...
Well, that search is actually done... I mean, the actual text search is not done with the database.
No, but it could... Well, hmm.
I mean, I don't know that that's going to be anything... I don't necessarily mean in terms of, like, you know, how the search works on the back end. I mean in terms of the actual yield. I mean, like, if it tended to... I don't know. I mean, I would like for only the show X cheapest... Like, I would like for that to be mandatory, honestly.
Yeah, it would. We could make it mandatory.
Because, I mean, you could always search for a single item and say, show me only the 1,000 cheapest, you know?
Yeah.
And
we could just tick the box and make it default, and then people would use the...
There was a reason that I didn't do that, and it was some bullshit with that preserving the last search when you went back to the... when you went back from a mall store.
Interesting.
It used to be checked by default, and then when I made that change, I had to make it unchecked by default, and I don't remember why.
I think it's
because there was something stupid about the way that I did that. That's some code that I would say could use some xenophobe perusal.
To see if there's any... on the back burner.
I mean, if we just made it so you no longer had the option. I mean, I'd like to hear, I guess, arguments to and fro. I'd like to hear some arguments hither and some arguments yawn.
Arguments rakish and some arguments jaunty.
I mean, is there anything what even happens when you search for something? To me, it's really confusing. Like, if you search for, like, R in the mall without show only cheapest, then it shows you a collection of the same, like, however many items, but they're all in... Each individual item is ordered by price.
Yeah.
So stuff can be all threaded through each other, and that, to me, is just confusing as shit.
We could add more search.
I don't see how more. That's useful that on its own, either.
Yeah. Yeah. So, I mean, maybe we should just make it so it always shows you the cheapest of each item. I mean, because presumably you are always looking for the cheapest ones, right? I mean, I know there are people, and honestly, this makes me happy, and I want to kind of encourage this. There are people who refuse to buy stuff from, like, One Meat Undercutters. You know, so I would want them to have the ability to continue to refuse to do that.
How about this? Maybe we make a new sort order for the results such that they're grouped by item ID? So that way all the chunks of one particular item happen in a clump. And then we could use use a little bit of the JavaScript stuff to, like, collapse.
But the weird thing about it is that there's more than one set of constraints there. Because, I mean, because...
Advertising,
And you also don't know if... Well, is the advertising... That's only for ones of the same price, right? Those are ordered by... So, I mean, that's just in the order by. But what I'm talking about is, like, if you search for a something that yields a set of 10 items, right, you're not necessarily going to see all 10 of those because there's a limit to the total number of items that are going to be displayed.
Yeah.
And so you're only going to see the cheapest, however many that limit is.
Maybe we make the X cheapest be per item.
Well, I think it kind of is.
No, I mean, like, you know, if you want the cheapest 5 items and you search for a string that returns 3 different items, you get 15 results.
Oh, that's actually not a bad idea. I mean, if we just we make it so,
and then we kill some.
No, okay, that's cool. So now every item, every mall search is cheapest only.
Yeah.
But if you search for a string and ask for the cheapest one, let's say that we limit the output of the search to just 200 items.
Yeah.
Total. So 200 divided by the number, that's how many items you get to look at. Yeah. So if you want just the cheapest, you can look at 200 different items at once. But I would argue that almost nobody ever wants that for anything.
Hmm.
I mean, I suppose it's possible that people could just like discover new items by going in and searching for R.
I think that's something that we should restrict.
Discourage, yeah.
Yeah, discourage is a better word. Maybe make it such that once it figures out how many items it matches, then it goes in if that number of items is like 100, we say, no, bad
yeah,
dog.
That query returns too many items.
Yeah. So there's a lot of things I could do with it. I'll play with it.
I wonder, though, one of the search types requires a separate query for every item, and one of them doesn't. And I don't remember which one that is. It's also totally possible that there is something we could do with subqueries.
Well, I've got an idea about how we can improve this. What we can do is we can make a separate table in the DB2 that's just item names as the primary index with a full text index search, and it would have the item ID as something that isn't indexed. And then what we would do is we would run the query through that full text thing. And then it would return the number of unique items that match that text query.
Well, but right now the actual text searching doesn't hit the database at all.
But I think it should, because it's more efficient that way.
Well, but it's less scalable. I mean, to have the...
That's true.
You know, cycling through an array of 1,500 items and doing a text comparison in PHP is not that big of a deal.
But the thing is that it's not cacheable either. Since we're running the query cache, we lose some...
Oh, that's true. I guess it wouldn't...
Especially if it's a read-only table. If it's something we only update manually.
Yeah,
we just write a script that creates the table, compresses it, and then marks it read-only.
Right.
It'll go a lot faster since MySQL won't ever have to worry about locking it.
Yeah, that's true.
So, there's a lot of things we can do. I'm sure everyone.
And maybe hitting that might actually make it so we no longer have this situation where we have to go into the console and run that update push.
Well, if we compress it, we do. But I'll figure something out.
All right. I mean, just look at it and see if there's any way, you know, try out different ways and run it by the dev team of, you know, different interface.
Yes.
You know, being able to search by type would be neat, but there are a lot of types that just have more than 100 items in them. You know?
Yeah.
So it's like
totally.
And so some reasonable limit, even if it was like 300, to search, then that would actually, you know,
we can adjust the limit to whatever we want.
Yeah, but I mean, I feel like that would be pretty flexible. I mean, the best. And we should be back.
All right.
Sorry. I don't know. Yeah, mic plug came out. Damn it. Sorry about that, kids. We need something way less janky than this. I mean, the problem is this cord just being almost but not quite long enough to do what we do with it twice a week. We could get a longer cord, yeah, and actually, like, run it somehow permanently across the ceiling or something.
Yeah, we should get a permanent longer cord so that I can use that cord.
Riff, I think you might actually be missing from this. God damn. They could probably hear you a little bit in my mic. Man, there must have just been some single event there that pulled this out of both ends.
It wasn't pulled out of my ends. It's whenever you messed with it that got pulled out.
Uh-huh.
So it's just all sorts of fun.
Anyway, Aldous Moxie says, the new healing powder doesn't have an obvious effect, deliberate or accidental.
Deliberate.
Just undiscovered.
Yeah. Keep trying things with it. That and the Munchies pill are designed to work sort of innocuously. So you're going to have to do a little bit of spading to figure out what it does.
Fixmaster says, okay, guys, it's been 4 days since my birthday and I still don't have my autographed picture. What gives? Lost in the mail?
Yes. Autographed picture of what? Like, what are we supposed to take a picture of? Because I can take a picture of a lot of things.
Who asked that?
Zangetsu.
Who asked that?
Oh, the cat. FX9 Master?
No, he means me.
Oh.
Duffield says, regarding /Q, although it hides the logged on messages, the system still displays the logged off message. Would this be a quick fix? Actually, probably relatively quick. It could just register a session variable called, like, stealth. Then when you log off.
Yeah.
I mean, I never worry about it because I never log off.
Yeah,
I just close
either.
The browser. So that is something that you can do. Snooge says, and this is actually something that having played recently, I would sort of like to figure out a non-cluttery way to do this. Could you indicate if a weapon is 1, 2, or 3-handed right on the equipment page so I don't have to view the description to see if I can still wield a shield with it?
The easiest way to do that would be one-handed weapons and greater than one-handed weapons.
Or I was thinking that like the equip link could just be like equip and then in parentheses 1H.
That would work too.
I mean, I don't know what's gonna look.
Or maybe it could be like power 90, 1H or 2H. So I think having it underlined is kind of goofy because like I have an icicle in my inventory and I'm not entirely pleased with the squeeze one.
Yeah, that's I guess.
So if we did that, it would be a power 100, 1H or 2H or 3H. Although I kind of like 1H and greater than 1H. Just makes it harder to read. Mostly, I just want people to forget about three-handed weapons.
Nate Dogg, yeah.
Because while it was funny to us, no one seems to understand that it's there just for humor value.
Yeah. Nate Dogg says, why is it that when you have funk slinging, you can't use two dictionaries in the same combat? You know, I'm not entirely sure, because when I first wrote it, you could.
There was a bug with it, and I was kind of tired that
night.
What was the
bug?
It was a long time ago, so I have no idea.
I mean, because I was under the impression that the thing that was going wrong was when you had a regular dictionary and then the later facsimile dictionary,
mm-hmm.
that if you tried to use the dictionary twice, people would select the first one in the list both times, so that's technically them trying to use the same item twice that they only have one of.
Yeah.
Which, that's not so much a bug as an intended feature, and I think the fix to that was probably the changing dictionary to facsimile dictionary.
No, that wasn't the fix. No, the fix for this bug that he's talking about was me going in and explicitly preventing you from using a dictionary in the second drop-down.
No, I know, but I think the bug was not actually a bug.
Oh.
I think that it was just some behavior that people weren't expecting because there wasn't a difference between the two dictionary entries in the drop-down. Because I know that I specifically tested it.
Huh.
Because that was one of the things I thought of. Like when I was testing seal teeth.
Yeah.
You know, if you try and use the same item twice, it makes sure that you have both of them, even if they're not consumed.
Yeah.
And I think that it was more just something that was confusing rather than a bug. And so I think that facsimile dictionary would have fixed it. In the same way that, you know, actually fixing it fixed it.
Well, it's probably only a few lines of saying no, so...
Yeah, we should reevaluate that and see what's up. Because there really shouldn't be any reason that you couldn't use two in the same combat. I mean, it might be super powerful against those monsters, but whatever.
Well, if you have two of them, you've ascended or bought one.
Oh, boy.
Ultimarath says, can you make the badger smurf always on? It just rarely happens in little spurts. It's that way on purpose. We want people to find that and just sort of independently and go, oh, that's cute.
Bahu says, put an autographed photo of Susie in the Feelies pack.
Huh. We'd have to find somebody to...
We could just print a picture of Susie on mossy paper.
On mossy paper?
That's not what I said!
we'd need to find somebody that we think looks like Susie and cut her in half and glue her to a podium. Yeah.
Okay, I think we got the issues with everybody's mics finally straightened out.
Yay.
I was hoping for a single day with no technical difficulties.
It's no fun.
At least they're scaling down in terms of direness.
Yeah.
Direty.
Yeah.
Dire Getty. That'd be pretty scary. Scary.
Yeah, I keep thinking about that whole the thing for putting in weaker and stronger versions of monsters that appear every once in a while, and the thing that keeps stopping me from doing it is not wanting to make new articles.
Well, why don't, instead of just making them specific monsters like Baby X and Dire X, why don't we just have it so that all monsters exist in a slight range of stats?
Yeah, I think it'd be funny, though, to indicate when there were...
I kind of like the whole progress quest to it.
No, I mean, I like that. Like, the thing is, not all monsters would have these, only the ones that we thought of something funny. And they would all have, you know, be within a range, but the caps of those ranges would be described differently if there was a word in there for it.
Okay. Yeah.
Was the idea.
That's pretty cool.
And you know, so some of them would be funny, and some of them we'd just have no way of...
A baby
smaller than average.
a baby series of irritating encounters.
Yeah, like a shorter than usual series of irritating.
a dire urge to stare at your hands.
I mean, it's like an intense urge to stare at your hands. I mean, like those, I feel like are an opportunity for, you know, some more humor. But okay, maybe what we ought to do. Maybe fight ought to be coded to figure out... because...
It's kind of hard.
To figure out the articles, yeah. So I guess it just... I guess the monster table just needs four new fields.
Oh, and man.
You have to specify...
By that, you mean 12, because we need to have... Well, no.
No, just article, big noun, article, little... article, big adjective, article, little adjective. That won't be too bad.
Yeah.
I also, when I think about things that I don't want to do because they're tedious, I also frequently forget that I have a bunch of employees now.
Yeah.
And that's kind of what. Yeah.
Well,
sorry, guys. I know it's a rough life, but
yeah.
A lot of the time you're here to do stuff I don't want to do.
That's kind of why you spend money to keep us around.
That's true. I do pay you, so I shouldn't feel guilty about asking you to do stuff that I wouldn't want to do. You know, like I pay the guy to run that snake through my toilet. Fish all the dried turds out. I don't want to do that. That actually totally never happened. I'm just
turds are all
gross
wet.
Job that I don't want to do, but don't feel guilty about paying someone else.
Yeah,
to
if the turds in your plumbing are dried, then you should probably.
Yeah, there are more serious problems.
Yeah. Like you don't want to manually masturbate all those turkeys.
You need some kind of automatic machine to do it. I have the image in my head of some kind of ridiculous turkey masturbating conveyor belt machine.
Maybe that's what General Dynamics does.
Oh, maybe.
Yeah, every time Riff and I go to pop the soda shop, we go by this factory called General Dynamics, and we can't figure out what they do, so we just figure that they rent the building out to children's parties and just run giant Rube Goldberg machines.
Huh.
And play Powerhouse all day, and have like conveyor belt rides and like moccasins.
And those big pistons that you have to dodge.
Like
they're made out of foam rubber.
Yeah.
They I want to go to Papa Soda Shop with you guys one of these days.
They stay open till 8 on Saturday.
Oh.
So
Thursday is when we usually go.
Yeah, they're also open to 8 on Thursday. And today is Thursday.
Is it the same time?
Okay. It kind of sucks, though. The last time I was there, I tried to special order something, and they looked around a little bit. They gave me a card for this guy to email, and I did it, and just nothing ever happened.
They're kind of a small business. So
yeah, but it seems like a small business would actually, you know, take the time. Like, it's... I'm like, look, I will buy... I told them, I will buy 4 cases of this stuff from you at retail if you will just get it.
What was it?
That's Stee's soda. They don't sell it anywhere here. We found it when we went to see Hot Stuff in Boston, right? They had it in Boston. It was fucking delicious. We found one place out here that has it, but they just have, like, you know, four or five bottles. We had them order us a couple cases, but they got the wrong flavor for the one that I wanted. So it's like, God damn it, you know, like, totally wrong thing.
Yeah. But yeah, if you want to go on Saturday, we can.
We'll see.
We can make a day of it. We can go to Ninja again.
We'll make a day of it. Ninja's where I ate last night, and I think might have gotten me sick. So I might.
You have sushi?
No, just teppanyaki. I might have. You know, it's one of those things where, like, your brain just associates the last thing you ate with you feeling sick, and it probably has nothing to do with them.
Yeah.
Because I've eaten there. I didn't eat anything that I haven't eaten there before. You know, and it was the same chef that I'd had before, and same.
Even if it was them, it was probably an isolated.
The same toilet scrubber he used to clean off the cooking surface.
Anger
before, yeah. So,
let me get that spinach out of there for you. Just rubs it on.
Yeah.
toilet. I mean, the sushi all looks really great, and it doesn't appear to have been mishandled. So.
They're in the back juggling it.
Running. Oh, I don't know what else I was going to say with that. We're almost out of time.
We are, but I do not at this point have check-in.
Let's see, who's up next?
America. I wonder if he's having any issues.
Yeah, he appears to be away on AIM for like 4 hours.
Is it 4 hours or is it four? I guess it is 4 hours.
Yeah, that bodes poorly.
I was thinking it was 4 minutes. Yeah. Well, I mean, it's not like we can't just play music. In
yeah,
the
I don't really want to talk.
Can
anymore.
Find somebody else to pick up the stream, but yeah. Well, okay, kids, we're gonna just deal with some songs while we figure out who's gonna pick up the radio now. All right. First of all, I think some 55. If I can find where I download it to.
I don't know.
All right. Everybody, I'll see you Monday.
We'll see you on Thursday.
See ya.
Bye-bye.
Hey, little girl. Did you want to know a secret? 'Cause I know one, and it is so good to hear it. You want to know what it was? All right. I'll tell you what it was. I know how to count all the way to 55. And I will tell you how to do it faster than you can say poopty-poopty-pints. You ready to hear it, baby? All right. 1, 2, 2 and a half. 7, 14, 21, 27, 27, 37.
What you say? If you having girl problems, I feel bad for you, son. I got 99 problems, but a bitch ain't one. I got the rap patrol on the cat patrol. Foes that want to make sure my cast is closed. Rap critics save money, cash holes. I'm from the hood, stupid. What type of facts are those? If you grew up with holes in your zap of toes, you celebrate the minute you was having dope. I'm like, fuck critics, you can kiss my whole asshole. If you don't like my lyrics, you can press fast forward. Got beef with radio, if I don't play they show, they don't play my hits. Well, I don't give a shit. So, Rap Max trying to use my black ass so advertisers can give them more cash for ads, fuckers. I don't know what you take me as or understand the intelligence that Jay-Z has. I'm from rag to riches, niggas, I ain't done. I got 99 problems, but a bitch ain't one. Hit me! 99 problems, but a bitch ain't one. If you having girl problems, I should tap you, son. I got 99 problems, but a bitch ain't one. Hit me! Yeah, it's 94 and my trunk is wrong. In my rear view mirror is the motherfucking law. Got two choices, y'all. Pull over the car door. Bounce on the devil, put the pedal to the floor. Now I'm trying to see no how it chase me, Jake. Plus I got a few dollars, I can fight the case. So I pull over to the side of the road, I heard. Son, do you know I'm stopping you? Cause I'm young and I'm black and my hat's real low. Do I look like a mind reader, sir? I don't know. Am I under arrest or should I guess the most? Well, you was doing 55 and the 54, huh? Lost your registration and step out of the car. You carrying a weapon on you, I know a lot of you are. I ain't stepping out of shit, all my papers legit. Well, do you mind if I look around the car a little bit? And my glove compartment is locked, so it's the trunk in the back. And I know my rights, so you gon' need a warrant for that. Aren't you sharp to tack? Type of law or something, somebody important or something. I ain't passed the bar, but I know a little bit enough that you wanna legally search my shit. Well, we'll see how smart you are when the K-9 comes. I got 99 problems, but a bitch ain't one. Hit me! 99 problems, but a bitch ain't one. If you have a girl problems, I feel bad for you, son. I got 99 problems, but a bitch ain't one. Hit me! 99 problems, but a bitch ain't one. If you have a girl problems, I feel bad for you, son. I got 99 problems, but a bitch ain't one. Hit me. Once upon a time, not too long ago, a nigga like myself had a strong arm, a hoe. This is not a hoe in the sense of having a pussy, but a pussy having a goddamn sense, trying to push me. I try to ignore him, talk to the Lord, pray for him, but some fools just blood of a bomb. You know the type, loud as a motorbike, but wouldn't bust a grape in a fruit fight. The only thing that's gonna happen is I'ma get the clapping, and he and his boys gonna be yapping to the captain. And there I go trapped in a Kit Kat again. Back through the system with the riffraff again. Beans on the floor, scratching again. Paparazzis with their cameras snapping them. DA try to give a nigga shaft again. Half a mil for bail cause I'm African. All because the school was harassing them. Trying to play the boy like he's saccharine. But ain't nothing sweet but I hold my gun. I got 99 pounds and the bitch ain't one. Hit me. 99 problems, but a bitch ain't one. If you have a girl problems, I feel bad for you, son. I got 99 problems, but a bitch ain't one. Hit me. 99 problems, but a bitch ain't one. If you have a girl problems, I feel bad for you, son. I got 99 problems, but a bitch ain't one. Hit me.
The way. beer in the night and the day comes to call anyway, yeah, yeah. Never, never, never again.
Knows that the plants will grow. Plant man knows that the plants will grow. Plant man knows. Plant man. Plant man. Plant man. Plant man knows where the plants will go. Plant man knows that the plants will grow. Plants don't know when the plants will.
Well, baby, I'm singing about your axe wound. Well, baby, I'm singing about your cash. Well, baby, I'm singing about your cash. Well, baby, I'm singing about your flash. Well, baby, I'm singing about your flash. Well, baby, I'm singing about your flash. Singing about your flash. Well, baby, I'm singing about your stankers. Well, baby, I'm singing about your snatch. Well, baby, I'm singing about your stankers. Singing about your snatch. Dibbity dibbity flash, dibbity dibbity minch, dibbity flash, dibbity dibbity cash, dibbity sock, dibbity fox, dibbity mouth, dibbity wax wound, minch, flange, sock. Well, baby, I'm singing about your axe wound. Well, baby, I'm singing about your cash. Well, baby, I'm singing about your axe wound. Singing about your cash.